Perhaps it is my comet, he thought drowsily at the last, just before sleep took him. An omen of blood, foretelling murder? Yes. When he woke, it was full dark. His bedchamber was black, and every joint in his body ached. Cresson pushed himself up, his head throbbing. Clutching for his cane, he rose unsteadily to his feet. So late, he thought. They did not summon me. He was always summoned for feasts, seated near the salt, close to Lord Stannis. His lord's face swam up before him. Not the man he was, but the boy he had been, standing cold in the shadows, while the sun shone on his elder brother. Whatever he did, Robert had done first, and better. Poor boy, he must hurry, for his sake. The maester found the crystals where he had left them, and scooped them off the parchment. Cresson owned no hollow rings, such as the poisons of lice were said to favour, but a myriad of pockets, great and small, were sewn inside the loose sleeves of his robe. He secreted the strangler seeds in one of them, threw open his door, and called, Pylas, where are you? When he heard no reply, he called again, louder, Pylas, I need help. Still, there came no answer.